Good morning. I must admit, when Pastor Meredith first asked me to write a reflection on friendship, my insides instantly froze. I can sing in front of you people all day long, but to speak in front of you is another story. But I think I understand why Meredith chose to torture me this way. I suppose I've led a rather unusual life in a lot of ways. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, to a French mother and American father. And when I was 14, my parents, long since divorced, agreed that my mother should take me to Paris to attend school for my sophomore year. Memphis to Paris, quite the culture shock. I really wasn't kicking and screaming about going, though. Freshman year for me was torture. An all-girls Catholic high school where I had one friend in my class, sweet little Mary Grace Monahan. I was very shy, had very little confidence, and just never quite fit in with the other girls. Thankfully, I had my older sister, Carla. We played sports together, and I ended up becoming friends with her friends, who were juniors and nice enough to let me tag along most of the time. But I always felt like I couldn't quite fend for myself without my sister to bring me out of my shell and protect me. I ended up flying solo to Paris at the beginning of the summer, speaking freshman year French with a decent accent, which my mother had insisted upon since English had prevailed in our house following my folks' divorce. I stayed with my uncle and boy cousins and my aunt. My cousins were 7 and 12, and my mother was to join me 2 months later. They spoke virtually no English, and it was all terrifying. My sense of safety and belonging, tied so closely to my sister, had all but vanished, and I found myself utterly alone. All I had to cling to as a reminder of home was a VHS tape of Chuck Avery cartoons, and a horribly dubbed Who's the Boss episode that kept playing. It's great. Tony and Angela, anyone remember? The only thing in English was the theme song, so that kept me going. So when my mother finally arrived, we discussed which school I would attend in the fall. There were a few local public French schools nearby, or there was a bilingual lycée on the opposite side of the city where half of my classes would be in English and half in French. I had to travel an hour by bus and metro every morning to get there, but it was a no-brainer. Plus, it was co-ed. On my first day, I walked in absolutely petrified. I looked around to see and hear a group of guys and girls talking and laughing in English with American accents. And I sidled up ever so nonchalantly, waiting for my in. At the first funny thing I heard, I guffawed, which of course made everyone look my way. I braced myself for an eye roll or an outright dismissal, but to my relief and surprise, they all smiled, said hi, and asked where I was from. It turns out we had all just arrived in Paris that summer. Leslie was from New York City, Mark from Houston, Chris from Newark, and Zoe from San Francisco. And we were all feeling a bit lost and disconnected, but we were instant friends. And as the weeks went by, our group expanded to include other expatriates, including my best friend Eloise, who was from London. We were all thick as thieves, and we owned that city. Well, we sure thought we did. We had a blast, hanging out in cafes, exploring the city, even performing. My friends loved to sing, and we would randomly busk in the metro and even started a band at school that performed for the whole school for a three-night show. I ended up staying in Paris and graduating. I basically lived with Eloise and her family for most of my junior and senior year, and then took a year out to travel the world with her. When we got back, I got accepted to the University of Bath, thank you, in the UK, where I spent 2 years before returning to the States, but that's a whole other tale. I owe everything I am to that experience in Paris. I was gone about 8 years, all told. I truly grew up there. I discovered who I was, learned self-reliance, and found inner strength and independence. I endured the loneliness and isolation of those first few months and the long, often painful separation from my sister and my father, but I also had some of the best times of my life, all thanks to the friends I made, most of whom are still my closest confidants and strongest supporters today. We found each other. We had felt lost and estranged, but we came together because of it. Vulnerability does an excellent job of bringing people together like that. As an adult, I struggle, like a lot of people I suspect, to make close friends. I think it's because we try to avoid at all costs that vulnerability, because doing so shows strength or self-sufficiency or who knows. But I think it takes a lot more strength to open up and expose the real you, warts and all, than it does to keep the walls up and stay protected. I hope and pray for my sake and yours that we find the strength to allow ourselves to be as vulnerable as we did when we were children.